Friends, our state has been hit by a terrible tragedy. On July the 4th, you and I saw together and we watched in wonder with our hands over our mouth at the screens as we saw the rising of the waters and knowing that many lives were lost. Our hearts are broken. This has actually affected us here at Troy Brewer Ministries very personally, with families involved in our ministry that are now actually missing. It's bad and it's evil. It's nefarious. And do you know how we answer evil? We answer evil with the goodness of God. I'm here in the food bank warehouse, and this has been a dream come true for me that we've been living now for 35 years. This is the 35th year of the Open Door Food Bank, and you know what? Now we are ready to be mobilized. In fact, friends, we already are. And our plan is now we're going to rescue the rescuers. You know, there's been such a tremendous response to this great call of help that people from all over the state have actually come to this greatly affected region, and they are there. And now, you know what? We can help them. We can help them in support. We can help them with food. We can help them with housing. We can help their families while they are away doing the kind of work that the rest of us cannot. Hey, will you please consider going to troybrewer.com and getting in this fight with us today? You and I were not planning on any of this mess to happen, but I know that God Almighty can count on us. So friends, go to troybrewer.com, or you can call 877-413-0888 to help us rescue the rescuers during this desperate time of need. So that's what we're doing, friends. You know what? We're rescuing the rescuers. We're doing what we have been doing for decades, and today is no different. Hello, everybody. Troy Brewer here. Welcome, guys, to episode 56 of The Pulse, as we keep our ear to the heartbeat of the heartbeat of King Jesus and do what we do in bringing selfless acts of redemption in every single way that we can. I got a lot of things to talk to you about today. I have a very special guest today. We're going to go behind the veil, and I'm going to talk to you about the SOAR project. Like, what is the SOAR project? It is called Seeding Operations and Atmosphere Research, and I'm going to show you some things. And we're going to talk about that behind the veil today, which is exclusive to ODX.TV. But for the next 15 to 20 minutes, I'm going to be sharing testimonies and stories and tell you about the boots on the ground that we have and the friends that we have, including my guest that I'm about to bring up right now, who has actually been on this show before, and you're about to meet her. Guys, I have with me on the line right now, Jenny McCombs. Hello, Jenny. How are you, sweetie?
Pastor Troy, thank you for having me on again.
I'm so daggum happy to see you today.
It's a wild day. You know, I'm no Joseph Z or Alan DiDio, but this is my third time now on your show.
It's a big deal. So, you know, I know that you're in Luckenbach, Texas, and I know that that's where you live. And, you know, I tell everybody, hey, if you go with me to Israel, I'll take you to the Wailing Wall, which is a big deal. If I take you to Luckenbach, we go to the Wailing and Willie Wall. Those are two different places. Yes.
Yes, sir. And I don't have time to take a shower, so I've got my Willie Nelson braids on right
okay.
now.
Okay. Well, there you go, sister. There you go. Well, look, Jenny, I just want to just get right to the chase, because we are partnering with you. You are our friend. You partner with us as well. And tell me, I want you to take me back to July the 4th. And if people don't know where Luckenbach, Texas is right, it's in the exact place where all the world is focused on right now. And everybody is focused on Kerr County, and they're focused on the city of Kerrville, and rightly so. But outside of that are some little bitty tiny towns that have experienced incredible devastation that the world doesn't even know about. But you know about it firsthand, don't you?
Yes, sir. Right now, we've been able to partner with other bed and breakfasts and hotels and people in the community that are willing to house rescuers. In the last 2 days, we have placed over 100 rescuers, people that are coming in with national rescue agencies. I just got a call from the Salvation Army that needs me to place some people for them. And we're working with Heal Corp and Disaster Relief USA, Acts of Mercy, a lot of different organizations that have nowhere to put their people that are coming down here. And I can tell you that we can still house at least 100 more first responders, rescue teams, you name it, we can do it. That is what I have learned from you. And we are saying yes to absolutely everything. So we've housed 8 search and rescue horses, 2 cadaver dogs, We had one of the major companies asked us for...
All day, buddy. Uh-oh. You know what? I think I might have just lost my sister. Okay, so what? We'll see if we can't get her back on. But this, what you're hearing right now, even some of my team members that are here, they're like, what? Oh, yeah, man. Listen, we are neck deep in this all day long. And as a matter of fact, you know, yesterday we did a big push and said, hey, man, we need to get 100 of these chainsaws. We did that. We got that. We spent over $40,000 yesterday doing that. Way to go. Way to go, Team Jesus. Way to go, guys. Right now, we're doing a huge buy per Jenny's request of, hey, man, we need a ton of shovels. We need a ton of this, that. And my team, including Pastor, my team is out right now doing a big buy where they're actually out there right now and they're shopping and they're buying all kinds of stuff because of the response that is poured in and because of the way that people were standing with us to actually do this. I think that I've got Jeannie back now. Let's see what's going on. You there, Jeannie?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Sorry about that.
Y'all
My
know,
phone won't quit ringing, and it, so it's yeah. hard for me to do podcasts.
Believe me, I it's okay. I'm not going to have you on here for very long. I know that you're so busy. I want to ask you just a couple of things. So you were actually in all that rainfall that took place.
So we got about 10 inches in 2 days out at my place, and we're 30 miles from the Guadalupe River from the worst of the flooding.
Wow.
And so we're working with the little bitty organizations, the Hunt Volunteer Fire Department, the Center Point School, little places that aren't getting the attention that Kerrville is.
Yep.
Kerrville has all the government agencies there. Y'all know how I feel about the government, and they are slowing down things
yep.
and getting in the way. But we have thousands and thousands of people that are coming in. We're still missing 160 bodies. That's what the governor said as of last night. And then, as you know, once the initial search and recovery is over, then we have to clean up and rebuild. A lot of tiny businesses lost everything, were washed away. And here at my place, we're going to be housing people long term that lost everything and need somewhere to live.
Yeah. This is going to be an ongoing effort for a long, long time. And you know what? People there need the body of Jesus to be committed to this for a long, long time. And we are. And we are never a one and done. And that's not you, and that's not me, and that's not all the people that are watching right now. And we just have a yes in our spirit, and as things come up, you know what? We will go over and we will say, okay, well then let's do this thing. And so you're one of my favorite people that's actually involved in all this, Jenny. And I just praise God that you're there. I can't even imagine how many times that you have bawled and squalled, how many times you have laughed your head off, how many times you have seen miracles, and how many times that you've been devastated, this emotional roller coaster that you've been on for this past week. And I'm just happy that you're still standing.
Yes, sir. It's all God business, you know, and I've been watching you and how you scale things. And I have learned that if you say, here am I, Lord, send me, that he will, because it's not like I woke up one day and wanted to be in charge of logistics of coordinating people that need housing. But I'm available to do it, and I'm glad that I get to be this tiny part of this process. And so the answer is yes to everything. Anybody that calls in, whatever need it is that they have, I'm posting it on Facebook and putting that out there. And then that is getting filled immediately. And I mean, that includes 1,000 gallons of diesel
yep.
that we have now had covered. And I just got a call from an oil company. And I'm hoping they can bring a whole tanker down here so that we can get all the equipment covered.
Let it be in Jesus' name. I know that we're working on right now, seeing on how many skid steers we can get down there to y'all. And
yes,
we're working on that. We're also working on getting all those chainsaws down there to you guys. We're working on getting truckloads of food, truckloads of supplies, all the things that you need. You know, one of the things I know that you guys need is just literally a truckload of cleaning supplies. And we're going to need this for a long, long time. So I just want you to know, Jenny, that we here at Troy Brewer Ministries have stood with you. We will continue to stand with you. We will not forget you. And it is our great joy to continue to partner with you. And one of the things that I want to do for you right now on behalf of everybody who has given this week is I want to, whenever our team comes down today or tomorrow, I think that they're coming down tomorrow, including my bride is coming down there. They're also just going to be bringing a $10,000 check with them just to give to you and to your house for you guys to just do whatever that y'all need to do, because we know that y'all need that kind of support as well.
Thank you, Pastor Troy. What a blessing.
Yeah, well, you're so welcome. And listen, we are proud of you. Can we please pray for you right now?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Father God, sir, I want to lift up my good friend, Jenny. And I thank you, Lord God Almighty, sir, for helping her. I thank you, Lord God, sir. I know, God, that when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord raises up a standard against him. And I thank you, Lord God, sir, that God, that she's the one carrying this flag. And I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would bless her property. I pray, God, that there would be dreams and visions as our rescuers sleep on her property. I pray, Lord God Almighty, sir, for the people, God, that are just supporting all of the rescuers there, God, that they would have a word, that they would be anointed. And I pray, God, that Jeannie would see so many miracles during this time. All she will be able to say for the rest of her life is, that was the greatest move of God I've ever, ever, ever seen. And Lord God Almighty, sir, we love you and praise you and thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, Jeannie.
Amen.
All right. Well, I'm sorry I'm not going to be there with you tomorrow. I'm taking off to Guatemala. I got to be in Guatemala. I'm doing a conference down in Guatemala, and then I'm going to be visiting a whole bunch of our recently rescued kids all over Mexico here for the next week, and kids I haven't got to meet yet. But my bride, my son is coming down tomorrow. We have a huge team of people that's coming down there, and more help is coming. More help is coming. So be encouraged, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, Pastor Troy.
God bless you so much, and thank you for joining me today.
God bless Texas.
God bless Texas, Ladybug. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I heard a pastor say yesterday out of Bandera, he said, I wish that all Americans loved America the way that Texans love Texas. And I thought, man, I'm going to quote that, and I'm going to put that out there. And I've already gone through the phase. So the phase is you tell the guy's name first. And you say so-and-so, and then you say, I heard a guy say, and then you say this, and then after a while, you just say it. And so if I remember the brother's name, he's the pastor of a cowboy church in Bandera, Texas, and I don't remember the brother's name. I'd give him credit for that, but I'm sure he probably quotes something I say as well, so praise God. Well, guys, I want to welcome you here to the broadcast here today. And it's episode number 56, and we're in the midst of all kinds of things, not just here in Texas, but all over the world. And I just mentioned I'm going to be in Guatemala. I don't think that I have mentioned yet that we rescued an 8-year-old little boy on the Tex-Mex border yesterday. You might have saw that we rescued a 12-year-old child, and we posted that on all of my social media yesterday. You may or may not know anything about the little girl that we just rescued in Costa Rica last week, and my son and Pastor Suwanami was in on that, and that's a really cool story. And so we're rescuing kids. We're doing the things that we do all over the world, and in the midst of this, we have this in our backyard. Now, what we already have in our own backyard is the Open Door Food Bank, and if you saw the little commercial that we did at the beginning of this broadcast, you saw that, you know, for 35 years, we've been meeting these kinds of needs. We have been, I mean, this is what we do. This is what we do, and this is what we have done, and this is what God Almighty has called us to do, and it's a fight. It's a fight here internally. It's a fight with operations, like an unbelievable fight with operations. It's an unbelievable fight with logistics. And also, too, the fact of the matter is we have stuff going on all over the planet Earth, and, I mean, we have to overcome things. We are overcomers. And, friends, I want to tell you, we would not be able to do this if you were not partnering with us. I wouldn't be able to say yes. I wouldn't be able to send the $10,000 check, which I'm sure is the first of a bunch. There's not much telling how much money we're going to end up sending down here to this place. I mean, do you guys think that this is, you know, you guys think that this is a $100,000 issue? Do you think that it's a $100 million issue? Okay, and this is one issue that we truly believe, just exactly like Jenny just now said, it's not the role of the government. I want to tell you, man, as President Reagan said, some of the most horrifying words anyone can hear is a knock at the door with the words behind that say, hello, I'm from the government and I'm here to help. Yeah, God bless Ronald Reagan. And here's what I want to say. You know, whenever we were working in North Carolina, as we went into those places, what we found was that it was actually the government stopped us. The government actually took control of so many things that so many Christians brought. They took control of, they literally confiscated, I mean, huge trailers full of stuff and said, no, no, we'll take it from here. And you know what they did? They didn't do squat. What they did do is they went around saying, you can apply for your $600 check. They passed up houses that had Trump signs in front of it. You remember how well documented that is. There are some really good people that are working in government. I think that the cabinet that President Trump has right now is the best cabinet that probably we've ever seen in the history of our nation. And I praise God for that. All of those people left multi-million dollar jobs to take on a job. You know, I recently got to speak with the man of God who is over all of the Border Patrol. And he left a job of hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars a year to come there and to make like literally a fourth of that, to be literally the chief of all the Border Patrol, because he doesn't trust anybody else to do that. And that's what I'm so proud of him. And I'm so proud of people that are stepping up, and that they're godly people and true Americans that are stepping up into government. But now that I've said that, the machine is an issue. The machine is an issue. And even here at the church, man, you gotta fight everybody that just wants to make it a machine. You gotta fight it. And it can turn into a bureaucracy real quick. Here's what we have that the government does not have. We don't have the machine. We just have a yes within our spirit. And whenever we have people like you that partner with us and say, hey, I'm gonna do something about this, we're just able to just say, let's fix this, let's do that, let's house these people, let's feed these people, let's get these brooms, let's get these chainsaws, let's do this, let's do that, let's just get it done. And we do everything that we do out of the power of relationship, out of the power of relationship. So everything in the kingdom is relational before it is functional. And if it's not relational, it in fact is dysfunctional. So we have that advantage. The government will never have that. The government will never, ever, ever have that. But the body of Jesus has had that now for 2,000 years. And when you look down there right now, what you're seeing is what it looks like when the body of Jesus gets together and has a very selfless yes towards something. So over the past couple of days, we've been doing huge campaigns, and people have responded. I haven't got a report yet of you know, exactly how much money that is, but it's a lot. And we're just writing checks left and right, and we're just saying yes to everything that we can possibly say yes to. And we will continue to do that. And not only will we do that here in Texas, but we'll do that throughout the world. And then as I'm traveling tomorrow, there's not much telling what kind of things I'm going to come across, who I'm going to have to rescue, what rescuers I'm going to need to rescue, and so on. And that's why I want to say one more time what a big deal it is that you continue to support us on an ongoing basis. Because again, we didn't just wake up yesterday and decide to do this. We've been doing this now for 35 years. I also got to give a great big shout out to my good friend, Brother Gene Bailey, and the people at the Flashpoint Army, and how that they responded in such a tremendous way. We met our goals. We actually exceeded our goals, and we will continue this effort. And I just want to say it is greatly appreciated. Flashpoint was so selfless. They actually went and showed my website. They showed the tab, which is the tab, you know, you can see it right there. It says giving. Wow. Up there. And then they actually went and they did this thing, and it's the missions and outreach tab. And they showed it, and he said, look, there's not a fancy thing here. This is just, if you want to give, give. And I don't know that I have ever been a part of any television ministry that has ever done anything like that. And again, that it goes to speak of the character and the integrity of Flashpoint and the people of Flashpoint, and also the leadership of Pastor Gene Bailey. I'm so grateful for them. All right, joining me now is two good friends of mine that do life with me. They're in the fight here with me today. Brother Chris Pazance, how are you, sir?
Doing good. It's been a wild 48 hours. or longer than that.
Yeah.
But we're happy to do it, because there's people who lost everything.
Yeah, absolutely everything.
So, like, listen, we lost some hours of sleep, had to work long hours. Guess what? It's worth it.
It is worth it. And also, too, all those people are dependent upon us.
Yeah.
You know, they're dependent upon us. Yeah, I know that there's people that know that they're dependent upon us, but there's also people that don't have a clue that they're dependent upon us, because we'll come across them this week and next week and next week, and then we're going to be in a position to be able to say yes.
Yeah, I love it. And it's because of all of you guys watching, our own ODX Army being part of that, and you can help us get in the fight. We're on the front lines supporting our rescuers all over the world. whether it's Israel, North Carolina, New Mexico, or right here in Central Texas, it's because of you. You can grab your phone right now, call 817-413-0888. You can go to troybrewer.com, tap on donate. You can also do snail mail if you like that. You want to lick a stamp, lick an envelope. If that's your thing, you can go for it. You can just hit us up at P.O. Box 3775, Burleson, Texas, 76097.
Outstanding. So, Rebecca, some say tomato. I say tamayo.
I missed that. You haven't said that in a long time.
I know. There you go.
I got used to it, not saying.
Well, so here you are. Here you
Pastor,
are.
It is such an honor to be here with you. And just like Pastor Chris said also, we're being the hands and feet of Jesus. And everybody that is tuning in, honestly, we have people from all over the world. We have Argentina, Pablo. We have Howard from Louisiana. We have Dana from Washington. We have Lisa Payne from Illinois. We got Julie from Houston, Rana Johnson from Joshua. We have Paradise, Texas in the house, Kathy. We have Lori Cantu from Wyoming. We have West Virginia, Ray Walker. We have our own, our only and our partners, Julia, Howard, Mona, Pamela, Boar, Vicky Griffin. Thank you so much. We wouldn't be able to do this without you. I love what Chris says. This is what we do. This is how we take a stand. This is how we get in the fight. When you partner with us, when you join us, when you comment, when you share, when you repost a post, this is being the hands and feet of Jesus. And I love what we do here because it's not just about a comment. It's not just about saying hi, like. No, this is us being disciples of Jesus. This is us being the hands and feet through the media. And this is how we're able to reach thousands and thousands of people. And what other way, right? We don't have an excuse, Pastor. This is what God called us to do. And we are taking a stand with you, with ODC, TBM, and all those. We love you guys. Thank you for taking a stand with us. It is an honor.
It is an honor. And again, this is what we do. And I can't imagine running a ministry and doing anything other than this.
Together, I mean, we're better.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It is the power of partnership.
And we're on the front lines.
We are.
Our recurring donors allow us to say yes immediately. Like when we get a phone call like, hey, this guy, I mean, when July 4th hit and different events happen, you know, like, hey, we need help now.
Amen.
And that's just amazing that they give us the privilege to.
And the word is getting out. I mean, my phone is starting to ring a lot of different ministries that are down there. Pastor Troy, we've been seeing your media and we see that you guys are doing this. Do you guys have chainsaws? Do you have this? Do you have that? And we're actually going to be doing a plea here pretty quick, man, to see if I can get you guys, see how many people we can get to take with us. But I got to get a group of guys down there first and make sure that we got housing and see how many people we can have. And if you can work a chainsaw, if you can help us, those kinds of things, because, that's going to be coming up as well. And you'll be hearing some of that in the week to come if you're ready to go somewhere.
Amen.
I had a friend of mine that went down there yesterday that went down there. He's got this awesome, it's incredible barbecue pit that looks like a giant pistol. It's got these big, it's like
I love that.
And he took it down there and he's like, I'm just finding people to go, okay, hey, have you guys ate yet? Like, yeah, I'll feed you guys about an hour. You guys good for that? Like, yeah. And he just starts loading up and he just starts feeding different teams of people. And like, you guys good with meeting me back here in an hour? Like, yep. And then they go on and they do their work.
Wow.
And then there's going to be other work. You know what? What kind of help do you think people are going to need in their housing as far as, you know, as far as being taken care of, and then as far as rebuilding their house and things like that? For the people that are grieving and that have lost their children, there's going to be a lot of people, men, that are going to need help with funerals and things like that. And I'm very aware of all these things because, again, this isn't my first rodeo. I've been doing this for a long, long time. And I know whenever we step off into something like this, what a big deal it is that we actually stay in the fight. Just like in our effort to rescue kids. I just got through doing some filming just a few minutes ago with about a young man that we rescued as a little boy. And he just graduated high school. So we walked him all the way through that. And the guy that actually rescued him has actually become his dad. So it's one of our rescuers that actually became the dad. He actually just adopted him. Right on. Aww. There he is right there. So he just now graduated, and he graduated high school, and he's doing such a great job. So now the brother wants to go to college. So guess what we're going to do, guys? We're going to send him to college.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
Yeah. Somebody asked actually in the comments, they said, you know, hey, once you're done rescuing the rescuers and doing what you're doing, what are you going to do with the leftover? Or is it going to go to the local people there? Or is it going to go to help folks everywhere or anywhere. Wow. And the answer is, yeah, we're going to help. Mm-hmm. We're there to stay. We're there to support.
Exactly right. So even the people that were supporting us the week before all this happened, all my stage three and all my stage two people at ODX, you know what? You're already in this fight because we know that we're going to have to answer another evil tomorrow. We know that. And again, we wouldn't be able to do that if people weren't standing in and if they weren't helping us.
100%.
Yep. So it's really good. Well, okay. Listen, I want to show you something here and I want you guys to look at this. This is a video I want to show you that comes from a weather lady. And she's like, okay, just to keep this in perspective, and it's hard to keep it in perspective of how big this event actually is. And it, like, this kind of says it all. I want you guys to watch this video.
I want to put this in perspective for you. In these areas in Kerr County, we've talked about the amount of rain that's fallen, right? About 12, 13 inches of radar estimated rain in places. But when we talk about this amount of water in terms of a volume, it's pretty shocking. In just a few hours, 100 billion gallons of water over this area here in this white fell. 100 billion gallons of water. That is more than the amount of water that flows over Niagara Falls daily in a day. So that much water fell in a matter of hours. It is no wonder that the Guadalupe River started raging, started flooding, and brought with it complete devastation. Our thoughts and prayers are with everybody out there as they are continuing these recovery efforts.
Our thoughts and prayers are with them as well. And I mean, can you actually, did you hear what this lady just said? So more water than what goes over Niagara Falls in an entire day dumped upon that part of the world in just a couple of hours.
45 minutes. That's crazy.
I mean, wow. I've never seen anything like that in my lifetime. I mean, that's way more than a hurricane. That is way more than anything that we've ever seen. Yeah, I remember the floods back in 87 that took place there. Do you guys remember the 911? Remember, you know, it's Rescue 911, that show. And there was actually in the trailer at the beginning of it, there was a girl that was in the river and you could see her from the helicopter and they were trying to rescue her. Do you guys remember that shot?
William Shatner.
So in that shot of that girl looking up to the helicopter, that was a girl that came from a camp that was right by Camp Mystic. And that was the Guadalupe River and they did not recover her. They chased her down the river, chased her and tried to get her. And they almost got her. And then she went underwater. She got sucked into something and she was done. And I remember, you know, 1987, I was already in full-time ministry in 1987. And our band went down there and we played and we did a bunch of fundraisers down there. And I remember walking that and it was bad. I'm talking about it was bad. Now that I've said that, a whole different mamba jamba. And I was looking at a video last night of the river and how wide it got in certain areas. And it's, I mean, I'm talking about entire cities, the entire towns were underwater. And there's a lot more than what you can imagine actually took place. It is something. So I've said all that to say this, you know, last night, the governor said that there's still 180 something bodies missing. And I want to focus on this picture right here. When we say that there's debris down there, I want you to look. That is at least three stories tall. I would say probably bigger than three stories tall. And look at that mess. Okay, this is where we need the supernatural power of King Jesus to bring simple solutions to complicated issues, because you can't just set that thing on fire because there's probably people in there.
Yeah.
And, you know, somebody's going to have to go through that piece by piece by piece. And that is over a 36-mile part of the river looks just like that for 36 miles. So who's going to get worn out and who's going to be the last man standing? Who's going to endure? Who's going to overcome? And who are the people that are going to go, it's just too big, it's too overwhelming? I said this again at the beginning, that whenever the devil comes in like a flood, that the Lord will raise up a standard against him. Also, too, one of my favorite words is this, where sin does abound, grace does much more abound. Again, where sin does abound, grace does much more abound. And that's real. And the body of Jesus is being mobilized. And we want to remain to be the tip of the spear in every way that we can in doing this. I want to reach people all over the world. I'm going to Guatemala tomorrow. I'm going to Mexico City. I'm going to be in Chiapas, Mexico. I'm going to be stomping around. We're going to be in a little bitty tiny airplane going over those mountains because the road is controlled by rebels right now. And also, too, it's just dangerous. That's the most dangerous road I've ever been on. I've driven all over Nepal, dude. And I don't know if y'all know how bad Nepal roads are, if you've ever seen anything like that. But me and Pastor Jerry and some other people, whenever the highway was shut down and we had to take the mountain road, we were in a bus, and whenever we went around certain curbs, the back of the bus had to go off the edge, and I would be looking down, and I could see several thousand feet down. Mm-mm. And somebody had to be outside making sure that the wheels were not going over the edge, and we had that for 8 or 9 hours that day.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was like, I don't think I'm ever going to do this again, ever, unless I'm on a motorcycle or something. If I was on a motorcycle, I'd probably do it, but not sitting in a bus.
No.
It's just not. So we found some little planes, and we're going to fly over those mountains, and they're just, you know, you land on the grass top thing, and we're going to be coming in, and we're going to be doing that, and that's going to be amazing. I get to see some of my, not only do I get to see my rescuers, but I also get to see a bunch of kids that we've rescued that I haven't seen before.
That's going
to
be fun.
And that is going to be fun. And at the same time that I'm there, and at the same time that I'm doing that, we have our teams here doing what we do.
Work doesn't stop. We keep going.
You know, I can't help but think that we are the standard that is being raised up. The body of King Jesus is that standard that is punching evil and the flood right back in the mouth. That's what we do.
That is what we do. So, friends, I just want to say thank you one more time. I want to say thank you. And say thank you so much, friend, for standing with us. And it's a joy and it's an honor to partner with you. And it's a joy and it's an honor to get to be on the front lines. It's a terrible privilege is what it is. It's a terrible privilege. So do you guys have any questions or comments I need to answer? Because I want to do that for, I don't know, just a couple more minutes. And then I actually want to go behind the veil and I want to talk to you about cloud seeding. And I want to show you guys some videos. And I want to talk to you about that. And if you're like, Pastor Troy, you don't believe in any of that tinfoil hat stuff. Yeah, I know. Yeah, you're a whack if you thought that COVID was developed in Wuhan. Yeah, we were whacks. Actually, no, we were right, as a matter of fact. Oh, you're a whack if you believe that there's a problem with the jab. No, actually, see, we were right. We were actually right. Oh, well, you're a problem if you believe that the mask doesn't work. No, actually, we were right. We were actually right. I could go on and on and on about all of this mess. But I also want to say this, that what's real is this thing is evident. You see it every single day in the sky. It's all over the place. You could actually see, I will actually show you on the video behind the veil, we can actually trace the airplanes that dumped all those chemicals into the sky 2 days before this event took place. And it's well documented. And it's like, who is doing that? And who is paying for that? Can you imagine the amount of money that it takes to do that? And here's what I want to just say. Until this thing is shut down, I just want to just say to the people that are involved in all that, I hope that you're proud of yourself. I hope that you're really happy with yourself over this. Way to go. Yeah. You know what? There's going to be some upcomings on this thing. And the government, we actually have people in the government now that are willing to look into this thing. We know that this thing's been going on for a long, long time. It made absolutely no sense whatsoever that hurricane went through Florida, skipped Florida, skipped Georgia, skipped South Carolina, went into North Carolina, and then blew up into a level 4 or 5 hurricane over land and parked right there and dumped 20-something inches of rain in North Carolina for a couple of days. That doesn't make any sense. And I think people are waking up to this. And as a guy who is on an airplane every single week and you see it happening, you literally fly through it and you look at it and you're like, why is this not being addressed? I want to say I'm going to address it today. And you're like, well, I don't know about that. Here's what I'd say. I would say that you're being irresponsible if you don't at least believe that there's something suspect, whatever that is. And so we're going to look into that a little bit behind the veil today, which is exclusive to Stage 2 and Stage 3 partners. All right. So what do you guys
have? No, we're still waiting for some questions. Do not forget tonight, Pastor Troy is bringing the word for midweek service, 7 p.m. If you are in the Burleson area, come on. Pastor Troy is in the house and we are ready for the prophetic word that is going to be unleashed. And just get ready. Invite your people, remind people that Pastor Troy is in the house tonight. And let's keep on praying for our team that is going down to Kerrville. And let's get in the fight. You, with what you have, with what you give, that is enough. Give us a call at 877-413-0888. Call us. If you, the TroyBrewer.com, if it's not working, you could call us and we will accept what is in your hands so we could help those that need help. Anything else, Chris? I think we're good.
I saw somebody that just asked on there. They said, hey, just, and they said respectfully. So they're not being ugly. They're like, hey, respectfully, why would a Christian camp be called Mystic? That. And I just saw that. And I don't have an answer for that. I don't know that Mystic is particularly a bad name. I mean, it's like okay, so, you know, it's Mystic, which means it's spiritual. But I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I don't know if it was already Mystic Camp before the Christians took it over or if they just agreed that this was going to be a place where supernatural things happened. I don't know. But I don't think that that's a bad question. But I also don't think that... I don't think that that's any reason to suspect that there's something nefarious going on with that camp at all. I think that that camp has an amazing history of changing people's lives for over 100 years. I mean, it's a well-reputed camp.
Yeah, established in 1926.
And they've been doing this for a long, long time, and there have been tens of thousands of kids who have gone through that camp who have actually received Jesus. And, I think probably Central Texas culture is probably different from wherever you're at, and Mystic to us, you know, means spiritual. And so, but I don't know. I really don't have an answer for that, but that I don't think that that's a bad question.
Right, we have a question from our ODX partners. Do you want to do that before we go behind the veil?
Yeah.
Okay, so we have Mona asking seating. Yes, wondering why this area would be seated. Is there a reason, or is this just nefarious intent?
No, so here's what I want to think. This is, if you're just, and again, I've got to talk about most of this behind the veil, but I mean, I don't think that anybody could have predicted that this thing was going to be as successful as it was, as far as creating rain, but all of the lakes in that part of the world have just been completely empty. And I don't know if you've seen, you know, all the lakes that are near Austin and just a little bit south of Austin, but they have just been empty. So there's been a big need for rain that is there. Again, you've got government entities doing this. And, you know, there you go. Yeah, I don't know why, unless they just don't want to be held responsible, why they wouldn't just say, hey, look, you know what? We can't control the weather, but we can augment it. And we can do this, we can do that. Well, the reason, you know, again, it's just because they don't want to be held responsible because of all the disasters that take place. And it's just like, you know, hey, man, you can't sue Johnson & Johnson. You know, you can't sue them because, you know, they don't want to be held responsible for the disasters that come from some of their products, including the jab. And it's like, okay, so like, all right, we're just going to call you crazy if you point out that there have been millions and millions of people that it's well documented that have either died or they have been injured in some way or another. And then whenever RFK, which he did last week, said, I want that taken off of the mandatory
immunization.
Yeah, immunization for children. Man, they throw a wild-eyed fit and went, no, we have to have COVID vaccines for children or else everybody's going to die. Baloney. You're a money machine and you refuse to be held responsible for what is plainly in front of everybody's face. And there are some people who still love truth. There are some people that other people that we don't know still matters and their well-being still matters to us. I think that when it comes to these money machines, which is always the problem, it's the money machine that is always the problem, always. No, they don't, you know, it's like what they care about is their machine. They don't care about how it helps. They don't care about what it helps. They don't care about who it hurts. They don't care about any of those things. They have to protect their machine. They have to do that. And that is Revelation chapter 17. And that is the beast system. And it's not good, which is what the Bible declares will be all systems in the last days right before Jesus himself comes back. It's all going to be the beast system. And it has to be confronted. It's like any other evil. It has to be confronted, or else it will continue until people confront it, until people call it out, until people insist on saying, not on our watch. You cannot continue to do this.
Wow. Yeah, it's going to be so good too, because we're actually, earlier this year, we got a lot of people in the same room that went through a lot of these conspiracy, or what are called conspiracy theories. And we did that. We're putting together for this fall a show called The Counter as we go. Pastor Troy's going to throw to it in just a minute. So, but you've got to be part of ODX to see it. We're going to put some of it on YouTube, but you're going to see the whole thing. You're going to have to get and become a stage 2 or stage 3 subscriber on ODX.TV.
So friends, we're about to go behind the veil and we're going to continue this conversation. And if you want to see it, you can see that exclusively on ODX.TV for our stage 2 and our stage 3 partners. And if you are already watching on ODX.TV, just hang on right now. If you haven't yet done that, just give us a call. Just call 877-413-0888 and say, I want to partner with Pastor Troy. And I also want the benefit of all this extra content and everything that is on ODX.TV, right? That's all you got to do. So I'll let you close this out and then I'm going to throw to a video.
All right. So again, do not forget tonight, Pastor Troy is joining us and we'll be giving a word. If you are just tuning in, you can partner with us. You can go to odx.tv and click give. You can go to troybrewer.com, click give and push the down button for missions and outreach. Or you can call us again at 877-413-0888. Or if you want to mail us and you do not do social media, you can mail us at P.O. Box 3775 Burleson, Texas 76097. With what you give, with what you are pouring into, let me tell you, this is fertile ground. What you have is enough. So call us. Again, I just want to remind everybody, we have a 24/7 prayer line. There is people waiting to pray for you, to give you a prophetic word. These are real women, real men that have been interceding, intercessors, and are ready to receive. If it's a prayer request, you just want to call us to give and partner and how you can give in so many ways, please call us at 877-413-0888. All right, we are ready to go behind the veil. We'll see you on the other side.
This is going to be one of the greatest shows ever, and I'm so excited about it. So, friends, be looking for Joseph Z. We're Christians. We're believers in Jesus.
Right.
Darren Stott.
This can be redeemed. Your marriage can be restored.
Alan DeDia.
God speaks through authority. He always has, and he always will.
Tony Markle.
And so it should be a call to the men of the household to be strong in their position and don't abandon the post.
Brian Schwartz.
That means we have his memory. We have his insight. We have his perspective.
And yours truly for a brand new show that's called The Counter. You'll be able to find it exclusively at stage 2 and stage 3 of ODX.TV.